For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. The fall of 2020 will likely be remembered for these familiar phrases.
I'm Lindsey Graham, and I approve this message.
I'm Jamie Harrison, and I approve this message.
Republican Lindsey Graham, seeking his fourth term in the U.S. Senate, is facing the most serious challenge of his political career from Democrat Jamie Harrison, an African-American attorney who has raised a national record of more than $100 million. Combined with Graham's over $75 million, the race has become the most expensive Senate race ever in the country, and perhaps this year's second most watched race behind the presidential contest.
It really has turned into something that I don't think even those of us who've been around South Carolina politics for decades would have foreseen.
Veteran AP political reporter Meg Kennard says the competitive race between Graham and Harrison is being watched because of its closeness and the fact that Graham is considered one of President Trump's top congressional allies.
In this year, where there has been nationally a lot of Democratic frustration with the Republican administration, and that trickling down to the president's legislative allies, among them Senator Graham, that makes it also a very attractive prospect in terms of unseating that incumbent.
And the prospect of defeating Graham has energized Democrats and party donors not only in South Carolina but across the country, fueling the historic amount of money Harrison has raised. Harrison has criticized Graham for his changing of positions on his support for President Trump and when a Supreme Court vacancy late in a president's term should be filled. Harrison says Graham's flip-flops make him untrustworthy as a senator.
Our senator said, use my words against me. Hold the tape. Use my words against me. We should not be considering a Supreme Court justice. That's what Lindsey Graham said. When you lie to your constituents, that is the greatest travesty that a public servant can ever do.
Senator Graham has attempted to paint Harrison as a Washington liberal who, if elected, would work for what he calls radical changes that would weaken the country. And he acknowledges he's become a lightning rod for many who oppose Trump.
You know why they're spending all this money in South Carolina? Revenge. To take me out because I stood in the way of their desire to destroy Kavanaugh. And I've been an effective voice to help President Trump.
President Trump appears to be heading towards a sizable victory in the state, and that should help other Republican candidates like Graham. So the challenge for Harrison, according to observers, is to try and make several things coalesce, such as a record-setting turnout from Democratic voters, that former third-party candidate Bill Bledsoe, whose name remains on the ballot, pulls some conservative votes away from Graham, and that enough voters who plan to vote for Trump opt not to also support Graham. Jamie Lovegrove, political reporter for the Charleston Post and Courier, says that's critical to Harrison's success.
So if he can get enough of those, add those on to the Bledsoe voters, add those on to the folks who are moderate voters and go to Harrison over Graham, that's kind of the combination he needs to be able to overcome the fact that President Trump is almost certainly going to win South Carolina.
Dr. Gibbs Knotts at the College of Charleston says even with as strong as a position as Democrat Harrison finds himself in, winning in a reliable red state in a presidential year is a tremendous hurdle.
I do think it's a challenge again for a Democrat to win statewide. We don't have any Democratic statewide officials currently in South Carolina. Certainly, this is the closest it's going to be. Whether it's enough to ultimately get over the finish line and get the victory, we'll have to wait until after Election Day.
Polls show the race is close. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.